Robinson Crusoe was published in the year 1719. Crusoe is the novel's narrator. He ignored his family's advice. His voyage to Guinea made me, he writes, both a sailor and a merchant. He sails to Africa, but is captured by pirates and sold into slavery. He escapes and ends up in Brazil, where he acquires a plantation and prospers. He plans to sail to Guinea, buy slaves, and return with them to Brazil. He encounters a storm in the Caribbean. Crusoe is the only survivor and washed up onto a desolate shore. He salvages what he can from the wreck and establishes a life on the island that consists of spiritual reflection and practical measures to survive. He carefully documents in a journal everything he does and experiences. After many years, Crusoe discovers a human footprint and he encounters a group of native people, the savages. They are actually cannibals. They bring captives, kill them, and eat them. One of the captives escapes and Crusoe gives him protection. And Crusoe shoots those who pursue him. He was very pleased, I mean, that person. And Crusoe named him Friday because it's on Friday that he was rescued. Crusoe gradually turns my man Friday into an English-speaking Christian. Part of, I mean, the novel, Defoe probably based on the real life experiences of Alexander Selkirk, a Scottish sailor. And he incorporated into them traditions of Puritan spiritual autobiography, a scrutiny of the nature of human beings as social creature, components of travel literature and adventure stories. And his novel is largely a reflection on ambition, self-reliance, civilization, and power. Robinson Crusoe combines the qualities from different genres like romance, memoir, fable, allegory. And maybe it is for these reasons, or for this reason, that it was very popular when it was first published.